Hello, Kevin speaking.
Hey, Kevin. It's Nadine.
Hey, Nadine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay, so I just wanted to call you. I did get your email about the refund. So what I wanted to be clear about, and I know we spent a very long time on the phone talking about all of this, right? And I got clarification from my manager, because when you and I had talked, right, we talked about having how you have those two different business Google profiles. One, TrueClean One, was the one that you had recently purchased, right? You've always had the TrueClean Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. That one's on the first page, right? That one comes up on the first page. And I believe it's because over all the years and your reviews and your online presence, and that's not one that we wanted to touch, right?
Right.
So.
Well, we didn't really want to touch either one of them. I guess I didn't really realize what, I forget what you call it, with the other phone number deal or whatever.
The tracking number,
yes. That would mean that I wouldn't be able to put my phone number that's on my vans and letterheads and anything like that actually on my website, or, you know, when my Google profile, when somebody, you know, does Google something with TrueClean, then it wouldn't be the number people are familiar with at all, or the one that I'm even showing up at their house with, or if I give them a business card, you know, I'd have to switch multiple things out.
I understand what you're saying, but see, the whole point of the tracking number was because when you're looking at both of those profiles, right, they both have the same phone number, different business names, different locations, but they have the same phone number, right? So when we're doing the optimizing, and this is any companies out there, I mean, it's not just because of you, right? I have seen many businesses, okay, in the years that I've been here, that when I'm talking with them, they're like, I don't know why my account's suspended. So as I dig deeper, we find that they lived in one location, right? Had a Google business profile there. They moved to a different city or what have you. And so what they did was they went and created themselves a new business profile, same phone number, right? And then all of a sudden they're like, I don't know why my account was suspended. And they're not even signed up with us, right? But over the years, I've learned that this is what causes suspensions, because Google sees, wait a minute, this business, same phone number, doesn't have the LLC on this one, but this other Google business profile is in a different location, same company name with the LLC and same phone number. So Google themselves will suspend it until you show proof I am the owner of the same companies, and then they clarify it, and then what happens is Google will merge them together, because they don't want what they're trying, what Google's avoiding, and I'll tell you, to be quite honest, Google is avoiding people putting all these free Google business profiles all over the place. It isn't our company, it's Google themselves, because they want to make their money on their Google ads, right? So what I was offering you was a tracking number, because that's how we could avoid both of those profiles merging, because what's going to happen is when they merge, it's going to merge into one Google business profile, and it's going to be the business profile that has the most reviews, which means that other one isn't even going to exist anymore. And that's what we were trying to avoid. I understand your clients know you by your phone number. I understand all of that, and I get where you're coming from, and we're not telling you change your business cards and all that, but if you want to avoid those profiles merging and keeping them completely separate, you got to change the phone number, okay? Because eventually what's going to happen, and I'm not saying it's going to happen now, but don't be surprised if your accounts get suspended, because trust me, Google eventually will catch up. They've done it to a lot of people.
Right. And I'm not going to be shocked when that does happen.
Okay, just so you're aware.
I don't have control over that other profile. I mean, that lady sold and's in Alabama, and, you know, it's what it is. And when they figure it out, I'll have to try to explain something. But, I'm just not wanting to, you know.
Well, I was just trying to help you like I said, I could have just been like, cool, okay, and just kept it, not even said a word. right, Kevin?
No, I totally. But you were 100% up front on that. I just didn't realize that a tracking number meant that I was going to have another phone number.
Well, it is a tracking number because, remember, a tracking number is a different phone number that is actually linked to your phone. So you're still receiving the call, but it's not, they're not seeing the physical phone number on there. They're seeing a tracking number, right?
Right.
And that's how we avoid it, because Google's not, because they're going to see, oh, it's a different phone number here and this is a different number. So it's not going to merge them. But if we don't change that number, basically, we're risking it going into suspension and then merging them. And that's what we're trying to avoid without having all these hiccups in between. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, it's your preference. It's your preference, Kevin. But again, I feel like I would be doing you a disservice if I wasn't fully upfront with you. And that's why I even said, wait, let me confirm with my manager how we can avoid that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I mean, your decision is your decision. I'm not here to pressure you. I wanted to make sure that you understood that that's what the whole reason for this was. And that's what Gabriel was trying to explain too. And then I said, you know what? Just let me call him. So it's obviously not going to work, because I'm going to tell you, I'm not willing to take your money and provide you a service if this is going to happen, because then you're going to be upset because your stuff got suspended or your profiles merged, and then now it's not what you wanted. Do you see what I'm saying? And I'm not going to work like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened. I don't know if you were upset, but then he's like, well, he's talking about the lawyer. I don't know what happened. I was just trying to explain. We don't need to get into the lawyer stuff. We don't work like that.
Well, that's not
That's
not even really what it was anyway. He started off, 15 minutes late, didn't help. But then he starts off with TrueClean. And I was just like, it's not TrueClean. So I had to start all over explaining. I was like, listen, if you put something with TrueClean up there, we're going to have to, get an attorney and have that shut off of the thing. I just that's not what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. And that's
so
what I
There's nothing about me being mad or anything like that. It just, that's just how it started off. And then it was like home address.
I'm sorry.
I can give you my home address, but I don't have a mailbox. I was like, I don't have a mailbox, so I don't know.
And I was chatting with him, and I'm like, the address is already there. So I think there was just a little bit of confusion. I wanted to make sure that I called you,
Yeah.
And
I'm an easygoing guy. It just started off funny, and then it seemed like it evolved. I was just like, well, I can't have a website that's not my phone number on it,
Right. I get it.
And if 2 months now, 3 months now, 6 months from now, I decided to get away from this, then I have a different set of situation, that I have to go and backtrack on,
Absolutely.
Now,
I definitely understand.
If somebody, was wanting to do a website for me for the 249 that you already have or something like that, I would be happy with that and just let it, not do the search engine optimization to get through the phone, that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But since you guys have to be exclusive, I don't know if that's something that you're would be interested in. I'm not trying to get my money back for nothing, but
No, I get it. In fact, let me talk to my manager. Let's see if there's something we can do. I mean, without even touching your Google business profile, right? Leave it alone. Right. Let me see if there's something we can do to at least to where the 249 is going somewhere. I see what you're saying. And like I'm saying, we definitely want to make sure that we're doing you a good service and not interrupting what you got going on, So let me talk to him and see, because I know that that was also including, I believe that was including the Facebook ads, right?
Right.
For the TrueClean. So, let me talk to him. Let me meet with him really quick, and then give me about maybe 10, 15 minutes. Let me chat with him really quick, and then I'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. Okay. I'll call you shortly. Okay. Bye-bye.